This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Some U.S. World War II veterans made a pilgrimage to France and received a hero's welcome before Thursday's D-Day anniversary, June 6, 1944, now 80 years since the largest seaborne invasion in history. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Colleville-sur-Mer, people cheered as veterans in their 90s and 100s were pushed in wheelchairs down the street.
Oh, everything is fine today for a 98-year-old.
Charlie Brookings, one of a dwindling number who fought in the war.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Some signed autographs. As those who lined the street not far from Normandy's revered shoreline gave their thanks to Ray Falk and other vets.
It was overwhelming.
The message from some veterans, don't forget what we did. America and its allies paid a giant price to keep the world free. I'm Sagar Magani.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets elsewhere in the world in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to launch attacks on Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu toured the country's northern border with Lebanon on Wednesday and said Israel was prepared for strong action in the north. Israeli towns near the border, many of which have been evacuated, have been a frequent target of rocket and drone launches from Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The rockets set off massive wildfires this week, burning swaths of land across northern Israel. This is VOA News. Israel's military pounded central Gaza with heavy airstrikes on Wednesday as international talks to secure a truce and hostage deal resumed. Tensions were high in annexed East Jerusalem as thousands of police guarded Israel's annual flag march that has sparked clashes between Jews and Arabs in previous years. The bloodiest ever Gaza war, sparked by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, raged on with jets bombing targets overnight and Palestinian officials reporting yet more deaths. The American Civil Liberties Union says U.S. President Joe Biden administration's new asylum process restrictions are illegal, and it plans to sue after Biden signed an executive order limiting asylum seekers at American borders. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Migrants crossing the California-Mexico border. As major changes to the way asylum seekers are processed begin. President Joe Biden's executive order took immediate effect when he signed it on Tuesday. It shuts down the asylum process for undocumented immigrants once border apprehensions reach an average of 2,500 per day. Colleen Putzel-Kavanaugh is an analyst with the Migration Policy Institute.
It is an attempt to limit crossings irregularly between ports of entry and encourage people to make use of some of the lawful pathways that currently exist.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A not-so-subtle warning on Wednesday from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as climate records are shattered and emissions continue to rise, VOA's Lori London reports.
On World Environment Day, the UN chief urged countries to confront not just the fossil fuel industry, but also companies that support efforts to obstruct progress and sow doubt about climate change.
I call on these companies to stop acting as enablers of planetary destruction. Stop taking on new fossil fuel clients from today and set out plans to drop your existing ones.
The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service Wednesday reported that last month was the hottest May ever, marking the 12th straight monthly record high. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil's environment minister said on Wednesday after torrential rains that sparked historic flooding in southern Brazil, the country expects a swing to severe droughts in parts. Brazil has been battered by a series of extreme weather events, most recently once-in-a-century flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. I'm Joe Ramsey.